On this Valentine's Day, Americans will spend about $26 billion this year on dinner, chocolates, wine, and of course, roses. Rose prices have nearly doubled since the start of the pandemic, NPR's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
It is Valentine's Day. Love is in the air, unless you are a florist.
The 3 days before Valentine's Day, I'm having, I don't know if you want to call them night terrors, but you're dreaming roses, right?
This is Rob Palliser. He owns Scott's Flowers with his two brothers. And the nightmares are kind of understandable. 20,000 roses will funnel through this little Manhattan shop for Valentine's Day. His brother Chris says they've been gearing up for weeks.
Valentine's Day is the Super Bowl. It's the biggest holiday of the year for us.
And there is no room to fumble. That's the thing about Valentine's Day. People want their 12 red roses delivered to their Valentine today. And you can't even really prepare that much ahead of time because most people place their orders at the very last minute.
The last 2 days.
That's at the end of the day, the procrastinators still win. That's when everything comes in.
The printer? Are those like orders coming out of the printer?
As we speak. Those are Valentine's orders as we speak coming in.
More than 1,000 orders have passed through this little printer at Scott's Flowers this Valentine's. One every 2 to 3 minutes. Chris Palliser pulls a stack off the printer.
2 o'clock, 204, 206, 208, 208, 212.
Most of these orders are for, you guessed it, a dozen red roses.
A dozen roses in a vase is going to be $135.
Okay. That seems like a lot.
Well, yes, it is. It is a lot.
It's more than $10 a rose. But Chris Palliser says it's actually barely enough to cover costs. Even though this is the busiest day of the year for Scott's Flowers and the whole global flower industry, it is not all that profitable this year. The reason? Blame the roses. Most of them were grown near the equator. They have traveled thousands of miles to be here. The rising cost of airfare, fuel, labor, and shipping have pushed the price of roses way up.
You want to see the fridge?
Yes.
These are our roses that we're going to be using.
Like thousands of flowers right there.
Correct.
Right now, roses are running between about $1 and $3 per stem, wholesale. That's about 50% more than last year. At the same time, customers have gotten very price-sensitive. So Chris and Rob say they just cannot adjust rose prices to keep up with costs. So to try to make the Valentine's math a little rosier this year, Chris and Rob Palliser are offering a bunch of Valentine's bouquets that feature other flowers.
For tulips, we keep the bottoms clean. It'll help to maintain the longevity of the arrangement.
Megan Vibey is assembling the Boho Blush Bouquet, which features tulips, orchids, mums, hyacinths, and a few roses. She stands at a long stainless steel table alongside her fellow florists, silent, focused, trimming stems and leaves with this little paring knife, which is what the pros use instead of scissors.
It doesn't come without its little nicks along the way, but it really helps with speed.
In just 7 minutes of trimming and arranging, the Boho Blush is ready. It's very ethereal, white, pink. The price? $185. Scott's Flowers offers several bouquets like these, full of high-end flowers, just not the one flower everyone is trying to get on February 14th. And they've been selling very well.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, roses are always king, and people are going to want red roses.
It's like the panic buy.
Correct.
All the while, the printer turns out orders for red roses. Red roses. Red roses. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.